Ignition, Chapter 10, Stage 9, Premium Offers. At this stage, you'll probably be making anywhere between $1,000 to $5,000 per month in sales, depending on how well you know your audience and how much optimization you've been doing. Sometimes you'll be making even more than that. However exciting this may seem, this is still a startup income, and there are two main ways to grow your income further. 1. Acquire a higher volume of customers. 2. Increase your average lifetime customer value, or LCV for short, i.e. how much your customers spend with you in total across all of their purchases from you. Now, obviously we want to do both, but it's usually pretty difficult to scale your profit if you only have a small profit margin due to only having low to medium priced offers at this point. That's why we'll first focus on expanding your product line into more premium offers, sometimes called high ticket offers, then scale from there. Here's why. If you have a product line consisting of a $27, $37, $97 and $497 offer, that's a maximum potential of $658 per customer, assuming they buy everything every time. Of course, that's not going to happen, so your average lifetime customer value across all your customers at this point will probably be in the range of around $100, assuming you've been optimizing your sales pages with various split tests. Essentially, this means you'll be able to spend $50 on advertising to acquire a customer if you want to get a 2x ROI, i.e. double your money. Or if you're in the mood for some aggressive split testing, it should take you $25 in advertising to acquire a customer if you want to get a 4x ROI. But this is a lot harder than it sounds, especially with the rising costs of advertising and other overheads in your business when it grows beyond 6 figures per year. However, by attempting this, you're playing the game with your hands tied behind your back. A much easier way is simply to introduce a premium offer into your product line. By doing this, your average lifetime customer value will jump from $100 to around $250. This is not some made-up number either. It's taken from my own statistics, with around 5% of my $27 customers buying my $3,000 coaching program. This increased average lifetime customer value figure means you can now spend up to $125 in advertising to acquire a new customer and still get a 2x ROI, as you'd spend $125 to make $250. Better yet, if your profit process is optimized well to the point where you're able to acquire a customer for just $62.50 in ad spend, this would get you a 4x ROI, as you'd spend $62.50 to make $250. Of course, all these numbers are averages across a large enough sample size and will vary depending on how much you fine-tune the conversion rates of every step in your profit process. That's a pretty big difference from only being able to spend $25, right? This increased number means you can screw everything up and still find it relatively easy to make a profit on your advertising. It's now like having your hands untied and playing the game on easy mode. Now you understand the math behind the profit, and you're probably wondering how you can implement one of these premium offers. Well, the customers who have already bought something from you will often keep buying what you put in front of them, assuming the offer is good, you've helped them before, the value is there, and it's something that will benefit them in their current situation. Speaking about their current situation, think about their journey so far. They purchased your low-priced offer or offers because they wanted to learn how to do something themselves. However, this is a one-size-fits-all video course, and inevitably, people will get stuck at some point along the way or have questions relating to their specific circumstances. That's why the easiest and most effective premium offer to implement at this stage is a consulting offer. It requires virtually no upfront work because you're not creating another course or program, and it's the easiest type of premium offer to sell because the value is self-explanatory. They'll be chatting with who they see as a celebrity, i.e. you. But what exactly is consulting in this context specifically? Consulting is simply speaking with your clients one-on-one to answer their questions and guide them in the right direction to achieve their goals. No stone is left unturned. You tell them everything you can to help them achieve their goals. This is usually done online via a Skype call, giving them 1 hour with you per week and direct contact with you via your personal email address to answer any questions between calls. I'd also recommend recording the calls and uploading them to a secure members area for them, so they can go back over the things you said in the call if necessary too. Because of the personalized service, this obviously comes at a price to both you and the customer. Let me explain. Back in 2010, my customers were constantly asking me questions and begging me to help them with their businesses on a more personal basis. I kept declining for a long time because I liked the idea of a business where I didn't have to block out time in my schedule and actually speak to people. Shock horror. But soon enough, I had so many requests that it didn't make sense to say no anymore. So I started accepting new consulting clients at $1,000 per month per client. Within 2 days of announcing the service, I had 10 clients. That was an instant $10,000 per month without any upfront work. I was ecstatic. Although I was hesitant about whether I was able to help everyone, because I didn't have the most confidence in my skills back then, and I wasn't the greatest speaker, I gave it a try anyway. My thought process was that I could always refund the customer if it wasn't working out. Luckily, I was able to help every one of them. All my clients made back more than they'd paid for the consulting, and I gave many of the clients who followed my advice their first $1,000 days. Another side benefit of speaking to people in this way is that you get to know a lot about your customers, their biggest problems, their biggest desires, what makes them frustrated, where they get stuck in the process, and everything that makes them tick. This is a real goldmine to improve your marketing even further and get better at helping people. Although, as time went on, I started noticing a few flaws with this method. First, clients were dropping off the radar and not responding to emails or phone calls, most likely because they didn't do the work I asked them to do, which made me look bad as a coach when other customers asked what results my clients were getting. Second, my clients who took massive action would feel they were now on the right path and didn't need to pay $1,000 per month anymore. Although it was sad for me to no longer work with these clients, and I lost the dependable income from them working with me, in all honesty, it wasn't really an issue, as new people were always waiting to join when a new slot in the service became available. But most importantly, I was spending roughly 10 hours per week on one-on-one calls, and around another 5 hours per week replying to emails from clients. Although that was earning me $10,000 per month for 15 hours of work per week, I realized the only way to increase my income was to take on more clients. So, I took on 5 more clients, which upped my income to $15,000 per month solely from this premium offer, but also upped my workload to around 22 to 24 hours per week. Around 2 years into running this service, I felt like I had a job, as I was tied to my laptop due to all the pre-scheduled calls. Even when I was on vacation, I had to spend a few hours per day just keeping up with the barrage of emails I was receiving from these clients, even though they knew I was on vacation. It was great money, and many entrepreneurs would be happy to tolerate the increased workload for the bigger paycheck. I certainly did for those 2 years, and it allowed me to buy my first house, a 4-bedroom converted chapel in the English countryside. Moving to my dream house was an incredible feeling, especially as it was my first house. I couldn't believe it was actually happening to me, and not some celebrity I was following on TV or social media. I love houses with this character, and this had plenty. The living room was triple height, with the original beams stretching from one end to the other. The windows were original stained glass. There was even a library on a mezzanine. Better yet, outside the air was clean, the neighborhood was quiet, and there wasn't a skyscraper in sight. Although this was my dream place to live at the time, I'd lost my freedom to achieve it, which definitely wasn't the reason I first got started with an online business. So, I had to make a change. That's when I got thinking about ways to automate the consulting process. After speaking with my consulting clients to see what would work best for them, I came up with a plan that worked even better than peanut butter and jelly, and one that I've been using ever since. The concept is, after you've acquired enough experience helping people with the one-on-one consulting, otherwise it will be difficult to know exactly what people actually want instead of what you think they want, you should turn the one-on-one consulting service into a group coaching program. But it shouldn't just be a generic coaching program around your topic. Everyone does that, and it does nothing to differentiate your stuff in the marketplace. Instead, your group coaching program should walk people through a set process to achieve a specific goal and charge a one-time price to achieve it. I'd recommend starting at $2,000 and increasing it to $3,000 after your first 10 clients. The beauty of this is, because the focus of the coaching program is on achieving a specific goal instead of just becoming better at a topic, they're essentially trading a smaller monetary amount for a larger one. Or if you're not helping them to achieve a monetary goal, e.g. the self-improvement niche, you can find their common goal that is worth more than the price of your coaching program to them and have them achieve that. After working with the consulting clients for 2 years, even though they had all their own specific issues and different niches to build a business in, I realized that all of them followed a very similar process. Many of them had the same goal too, to reach $5,000 in profit per month, then finally reach $10,000 in profit per month. So, reaching $10,000 per month became my focus of the coaching program. Once that was decided, I created an outline based on the common themes that all my consulting clients had followed. With that outline, I created a step-by-step video course teaching and demonstrating, live on screen, everything I would typically show a consulting client as if they were there in the room with me until they reached the common goal, in this case, $10,000 per month. But this wasn't a normal video course. I knew people wanted the personalized help at this premium price point, so at the end of each video, I would provide action steps for them to follow before progressing onto the next video. For example, if one video was showing them how to set up their email list, their action steps would be to set up their email list exactly as I demonstrated in the video. That way they could follow along as if I was in the room with them. I'd then add these coaching videos to Vimeo in the same way as I did for my low price products, but then add them into a separate WordPress members area just for this premium coaching program, e.g. coaching.yourdomain.com. This helps people to feel like you've pulled back the velvet rope to a secret area of your website, increasing the perceived value you're providing to them. Also, I would always tell them to ask me as many questions as they liked within the dedicated Facebook group, just for the students of the coaching program. In there, I would answer their questions every day. At first, I wasn't sure if people would find that compelling, but it turns out people love the sense of community that comes with a group experience. Many business partnerships and friendships have been made since then, and most people actually prefer going through the process with other people instead of the often isolating experience that one-on-one coaching brings. In addition to the Facebook group, I wanted to ensure people still had the live experience of chatting with me. So I added the final element to the coaching program, live weekly calls with me and the rest of the group. Note here that this is not a one-on-one coaching call for every client, but instead one weekly live call where all of the students get on the call at the same time. I would teach something new, reiterate important points, or share what's working now for the first 20 to 30 minutes of the call. Then open it up for questions. The questions could be submitted in the Facebook group before the call or in the chat box live on the call. This was pretty easy to do, as I would use GoToWebinar to set a recurring weekly webinar at the same day and time, and I've done so ever since. This way, people have just one link to use for every weekly session. So, to recap, this particular type of coaching program should include 1. A step-by-step program or course to follow that provides them with the overall curriculum, having each video ending with action steps and a quick mention to please ask any questions within the private Facebook group, so they still feel that sense of one-on-one interaction with you. This should ideally be housed within a separate WordPress members area to keep it separate to your lower-priced entry-level products, such as coaching.yourdomain.com. 2. An area for them to ask you questions, a private Facebook group. Note that this should be a secret group, which is invisible to outsiders, instead of a closed group, so other marketers can't poach your valuable clients. 3. A weekly live coaching call or webinar where your clients learn something new and have the ability to ask you questions live on air. I personally recommend they type out their questions in the chat box rather than unmuting people to speak via their microphone, as we trialed it once and found that either people couldn't figure out how to get their microphone to work properly, or they tend to dance around the question for a while, talking about their dog and two kids live on air. But either way, it becomes awkward for everyone involved. We also look after the clients who can't attend live due to their day job or other life commitments by providing the recording for every weekly live session in the members area within 2 hours of the call ending. Using this process, I was able to cut my workload down from around 22 to 24 hours per week for 15 clients to around 4 hours per week serving 250 plus clients, each having paid upwards of $3,000 for this one service alone. Yep, 4 hours per week for 250 plus coaching clients. This was made possible because not everyone asks questions in the Facebook group, and not everyone attends the live sessions. When they first join, they usually ask a ton of questions for the first month or so, then quiet down once they fully understand the path they need to follow. So, out of these 250 plus clients, only around 20 of them are regularly asking questions every week, many of which are fairly easy to answer. This is pretty crazy and disappointing from my point of view, considering they paid $3,000 to join. However, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. In terms of profit, here's how that works out. Before, 15 clients times $1,000 per month equals $15,000 per month. Realistically, most people would drop off after around 5 to 6 months after they got the help they needed. So, that's $90,000 per year in the best case scenario, while working my ass off, feeling exhausted all the time, and not having the freedom I was used to. After, 250 plus clients times $3,000 one time equals $750,000 plus, while having so much more free time, happier clients due to the community feeling, and not working too hard. But it wasn't all good. By the time I'd restructured this coaching program into a group program and gained all those clients to make more money while working less, it was too late. My wife had already asked for a divorce due to me focusing too much on work and not making enough time for her and the family, amongst many other reasons. This did allow me to gain a new lease on life by moving to a rented apartment in London to enjoy the vivacious city life I'd never had before. I loved it. The new place wasn't quite a chapel, but instead a remodeled hospital converted into luxury apartments. I guess I just can't live in a normal house. So, don't fall into the same relationship-destroying trap like I did, working too much because of relying on one-on-one clients, always trading time for dollars. I guess I had to make that mistake so you don't have to. I'm glad I did. But you can never get that time back. Now, in hindsight, charging one set price for lifetime access to the group coaching program was both a good idea and a bad idea. It was a good idea because it separated me from everyone else in the marketplace, but also a bad idea because it didn't provide any way to generate more revenue from those enrolled coaching clients at the time. So, I wish I would have tested having a set time limit on the coaching elements, maybe a year of access to me, then a further $1,000 per year to keep access to the coaching group and live weekly calls. However, I feel the one-time price is what made it compelling to a lot of my clients, compared to my competitors who are charging monthly or yearly. It's just another way to go above and beyond what everyone else is doing. But once you have this program structured, created, and set up, what is the best way to enroll clients into it? With low-priced offers, it's super effective to show people a sales page explaining what the product is and why they should buy it. But that won't work with a high-priced offer due to there being more risk involved for the prospect. So, instead, you need to have a more personalized sales process. Here's what it looks like. You start with valuable free content, which leads people into completing an application form to learn more about your premium offer, which leads into a phone call, which then leads into enrolling that prospect as a client in your premium program. This same process is what turns roughly 5% of my $27 purchasers into $3,000 coaching clients. Here's the process in more detail. First, you need to deliver some valuable content related to the topic of your coaching program. A webinar works really well here, as you can present it live once and then automate it using solutions like EverWebinar, allowing you to keep it running all the time and get new clients 24/7, 365, anywhere in the world. But if you're not comfortable presenting live, alternatively, a 20 to 30 minute video gets around half the results of a webinar. Ideally, what you teach in this free content should be either A, an overview of the steps they need to take to achieve the same end goal as your coaching program helps them to achieve, or B, an in-depth lesson about one of the topics covered in the coaching program. So, for example, my coaching program helps people to make $10,000 per month online, meaning my free webinar teaches people the 7 steps to make $10,000 per month online. If your coaching program helps people to lose 30 pounds, your webinar could be about the 5 steps to shed 30 pounds without feeling hungry all day or killing yourself in the gym, or about the best exercises to reduce your body fat percentage. You get the idea. At the end of this free content, you should briefly introduce your coaching program and what it helps people to achieve. Then ask them to submit a short online application form if they want to learn more about it and see if it's right for them. Explain that the application process is in place because you only work with action takers and you're very selective with who you work with, which should be true anyway. Note here how we're not giving them the price along with an opportunity to buy the program within the content itself, but instead only giving them the basics about it and asking them to apply for it due to it being extremely limited. This is for one simple reason. If you look at the high-priced offers in everyday life, they are usually either rare, valuable, or both. We're manufacturing that same feeling here by hiding our offer behind the velvet rope, i.e. the application form. Plus, people need to understand the value of the program and how it relates to their specific situation before knowing the price too. Otherwise, the price isn't justified and it creates a knee-jerk reaction that it's too expensive. So, don't mention the price, but you can say it's not cheap or some variation of that to discourage the people who won't be able to afford it. The application form itself has a few important questions about themselves, all of which are open-ended text fields for them to write their answer. Your name, phone number, email, when is the best time to call you? Please include your time zone. Country, what is your current blank? Note, fill in the blank in this question with something to let you know how well they're getting along with the topic of your niche, e.g., monthly income from your online business, weight, happiness with your dog's behavior, and so on. What is your target? Blank. Note, same principle as above. Please be completely honest. Why haven't you hit your target yet? What most influenced your decision to complete this application today and reach out to me? How willing and able are you to invest in achieving your goals? Time, finances, resources, current commitments, and so on. Is there anything else I should know when considering your application? Then after a while, we added this question. Complete this sentence. James, when working on my business, I am A, with three multiple choice answers as follows. A, excuse maker who seeks out opportunities but then finds convenient reasons not to take advantage of them. B, procrastinator who decided yes but then doesn't pull the trigger until the opportunity has passed. Or C, action taker who sees the opportunity, grabs it with both hands and moves forward fast, which helped people to reconfirm in their mind that they were indeed an action taker and action takers take advantage of opportunities, i.e. buying your coaching program. Plus, we found that a lot of people weren't picking up the phone, so we added this question. Finally, please confirm you will actually pick up the phone to chat with my friendly assistant Lee about your application. With the one checkbox answer as, yes James, I will pick up the phone when I see a phone number I don't recognise. I understand that if I miss this call, I will forfeit my opportunity, which drastically increased the number of people who actually picked up the phone when we called them, due to the fear of loss from missing out on their opportunity. Note, if you don't have an assistant yet, just change the wording in the question accordingly. Also remember to change James to your own name if your name isn't James. But how do you get people to see the free content and or submit an application form? The good news is we can bolt on this offer to what you already have. Using what I'm about to explain to you, we're able to convert above 5% of customers who purchase our $27 product into spending $3,000 or more with us, yet nobody is doing this stuff. First, you can simply add a vertical "Need some help" graphic to the right side of every page of your members area. When clicked, it takes them to a page with a short video explaining that you've had some requests from other customers for some additional hand-holding. That's where you refer them to your high-ticket offer, preferably a coaching program or something with a 4 to 5 figure price tag to make the most of the opportunity and provide the most value possible to your customers. Next, you should have a bonus training for customers only, made obvious within the first page of the members area so people can't miss it. This sends people to your free content discussed previously, giving them value related to the program and ending with a soft sell for your primary high ticket offer. Personally, we use EverWebinar to set this up, but as long as the outcome is the same, it doesn't matter which solution you use to achieve it. After that, I usually wait 7 days after they've joined our front-end product, then put them into an email follow-up sequence promoting the same bonus training webinar, as mentioned previously, in case they missed it. Whether they attend or not, I usually promote a different simulated live training for free, again ending with a promotion for your high-ticket offer. If you want to really ramp this up, you could also show retargeting ads on Facebook, Google, and elsewhere to remind them to register for and attend the bonus trainings. Doing all these things without any marketing to your existing subscribers and customers via your email list, you should get around 3 to 4 applications per week at the very minimum if you're acquiring a decent number of customers from your front-end product. When the applications come in, you should give them a call at the time they specified on the form as soon as possible. Around half of the people will say it's not a good time for them, so just reschedule at a time that works best for them. Then the other half will usually have no issues having the call right there and then. In this case, simply speak to them on the phone for roughly 30 to 45 minutes in a friendly, conversational, no-pressure way about 1. Where they are right now, i.e. their struggles, pain points, why they need to move forward now, and so on. 2. Where they want to be, i.e. their goals, desires, why it's important to them, and so on. And 3. If your premium program can help them bridge the gap between where they are right now and where they want to be, in their own words. It's super important to do all this in a way that's friendly, conversational, and without any selling pressure. Otherwise, you're just going to push them away, and at that point, you've just lost a client. In other words, you shouldn't be talking much on this call at all. They should do 80% of the talking by answering your questions as you dig deeper and deeper into what they're telling you in each stage of the call. Be as specific as possible. For example, if they say they want to make $10,000 per month with an online business, ask them why. What would they spend that money on specifically? How would it make them feel? Where would they go on vacation specifically? The more specific they can be with their answers, the easier it will be to get them to say yes to joining your coaching program at the end, because they'll see the value and transformation you're providing to them. If at the end of the call they're happy with the full details of the program and are ready to move forward, simply email them the link to the order form and stay on the phone while they complete it and pay, just to help if anything goes wrong. If you hang up the phone and then give them the link, it takes them out of the buying stage you just spent 30 to 40 minutes developing with them. And they'll suddenly get nervous about taking the leap of faith, meaning the chance of them buying is drastically reduced. So be sure to stay on the phone until their payment has gone through, even if it does feel a little awkward to sit there in silence, being very aware of how loud you're breathing while they do it. Sometimes you'll speak to people who genuinely are action takers, but they simply can't afford the $3,000 in one payment right there on the phone. In this case, feel free to offer them a payment plan where you split up the fee into equal monthly payments. But keep in mind that not everyone will complete these payments, and it's a lot of hassle to chase these people down. So a full payment is preferred. There are options like paying with PayPal credit, meaning you get the full amount up front instead of waiting for their monthly payments to come through. But this is usually hit and miss depending on where in the world the prospect is located. On the other side of the coin, sometimes you'll speak to people who say they can't afford it, even when offered a payment plan, or some other excuse for not moving forward. These reasons for not buying, called objections in the selling world, are all symptoms of you not demonstrating your value to the client well enough. To give you an example, if you tried selling them a lottery ticket for $20,000, they'd probably say that's too expensive, they can't afford it, and or you're crazy. But then if you explained it was the winning ticket from last night's draw for the guaranteed jackpot of $20 million, you can bet they'd jump out of their chair and do anything they could to find that money before someone else bought it, even if they didn't have the money to begin with. So, it all comes down to the value and the transformation you're presenting to them. Ideally, you should be enrolling at least 20% of the people you speak to on the phone. If you're enrolling any less than that, there's something seriously wrong with either your conversation with them or your offer's hook in general. Maybe you're trying to sell too hard, and or maybe people don't want the goal you're promising them. So, try changing one or the other. But if you're enrolling around 20% of the people you speak to, there's room for improvement in your conversation and the questions you're asking them. Try digging deeper into the pain they're explaining to you and get more specific with everything. If you're doing the calls yourself, it should be pretty easy to close people, so your closing rate will usually be above 50% if you're running the conversation correctly. However, if you have an assistant doing the calls for you, anything above 30% is great and you should be pleased. On that topic, it's usually best to start off doing the calls yourself, then use your experiences to write a loose script to follow in the conversation. Find out what works well, what doesn't work, and edit the script accordingly. Then, once you've got the process down consistently, you can hire somebody else and pass the loose script to them, freeing up your time once again. I say loose script because it shouldn't be word for word, otherwise it's going to sound robotic and scripted. Instead, just have a few bullets reminding you of which questions to ask and to keep the conversation flowing in the direction you want it to. After that, it's just a matter of looking after the client as much as possible and delivering on your promises as a coach. This same selling process works amazingly well to sell anything priced above $1,000 without feeling like a high-pressure used car salesperson. In fact, after selling my $3,000 coaching program in this way for a long time, I also sold a very premium offer for $20,000 using this exact same process, and it sells out every time I open it up, currently to a total of 20 clients. I also know other B2B business owners using the same strategy to sell packages for upwards of $100,000 per client. People always want to buy more. If people have enough pain to escape their current situation and enough desire to achieve their goals, they'll pay whatever it takes. Don't get in your own head about the high prices. Let the market tell you what they can and can't afford. You'll be surprised, just like I was when I first started charging higher prices. When I transitioned from the $1,000 per month consulting service into the $3,000 upfront one-time group coaching program, the first thought in my head was, why would somebody pay me $3,000? I'm not an expert. These doubts are completely normal, but the only way to overcome them is to put yourself in the mind of your prospect. If they're suffering with a problem every day of their life, always there at the back of their mind, it takes its toll on them. When that inner pain becomes severe enough, they'll often do anything to escape it and achieve their goals. It may take some people longer than others, but it happens to us all eventually. Not only that, but even if you don't think of yourself as an expert, it's all down to how other people perceive you. If you're there on camera in a video course, or teaching them something in a book, they perceive you to be in a position of authority, and therefore an expert compared to them. It's all relative. When I realized this, I thought, what the heck, let's try it and see how it works. It just so happens that thought went on to generate over $750,000 in coaching sales, and I wouldn't have been able to make that money or help all those people around the world without taking that initial leap of faith. So, don't let your own doubts and false beliefs get in your own way of success or helping people who need to be helped. After all, who are you to deny them a solution? Once you overcome this mental block, implement a premium solution like this and market it correctly, it's quite common for your profit to double or even triple almost overnight due to the way the math works out. It will take you 112 customers buying a $27 product to make $3,000, most of which is swallowed by advertising costs. Yet, it only takes one customer to buy your coaching program to make the same amount in pure profit, as the advertising costs to acquire the customer have already been paid by then. And I can tell you with 100% certainty, it's much easier to make one sale of a premium offer to an existing customer than acquire 112 brand new customers from scratch. This stage of your business is really where your perfect lifestyle really becomes a reality. You're often able to easily quit your day job and work on your business full-time. Then your daily life will usually consist of answering a few questions in your coaching group, replying to emails from people interested in your coaching program, working on new content, and maintaining what you've built until now. You're making more money than you've most likely ever experienced before, and people start noticing, especially when you use some of that money to buy a Lamborghini Huracan with a race exhaust like I did. Logically, it was a terrible financial decision, but emotionally, it was the best thing I've ever done, as I'm a giant car fanatic and it's been my dream car since day one. It only felt natural to capture the collection of this dream on camera, so it's visible on my blog if you're interested. Personally, I always try to live my personal life based on emotion and my business life based on logic, and I find that works pretty well for me. But as an entrepreneur, after following this routine for a while, it sometimes becomes a little too mundane, and it's easy to start looking for ways to grow your legacy even further. So, here's how to do just that.